Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, tonight, what a joy. Oh, we feel the liberty already for the things you have done. For all the things you have done. Lord, we will not pretend and behave as if we are not happy here. We are happy here than everywhere else. We agree with King David that a day in your house is better than 1,000 out there. Thank you for bringing us together again. Speak to our hearts, affect our lives, oh God. Don't allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, God bless you. You may be seated. Wow. Me, I don't have anywhere else to go over here. I don't know about you. All my joy is in church. All my excitement is in church. Yeah. Some of you have two tongues. You taste here, you taste there. You don't know where you want to be. Me, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. The world is behind me. The cross is before me. There's no negotiations about that at all. You must know what you want, you know, in this life. That's one of the things in this life. You must know what you want. And once you know what you want, then you must really give yourself to it. Yeah, yeah. If Guinness was a very nice thing, I'll drink Guinness every day. Drink morning, afternoon, evening. In fact, I'll even buy Guinness t-shirts. Yeah, I'll buy shares in Guinness. Yeah, anything you don't want to do, this life, anything you want to do, you have to really give yourself to it. And that's what we're basically preaching about, isn't it? Genesis chapter, or Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. Matthew chapter 11. We're preaching about force. Somebody say force. Turn to somebody and say force. Is that Jamal Luke or Junior Luke? Where Papi? Where Papi there? Papi. Oh, he's working. Papi's working. Wow. You should ask Charlie. Alexis, where's Papi? Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence take it by force, by force, by force, by force. The kingdom of God, since the days of John the Baptist, the Bible says, suffers violence. I mean, when the Bible says it suffers violence, it means that, that's right, you are trying this, but I don't know whether you saw an angel. It's good to see you. See you Tuesdays. It's nice. Hey, I want to see you in heaven too. Yeah. You must plan to come to heaven. Okay, you can go when I'm going in at the same time, or you can let me go, and then, or you can go before me, whichever one you like, but let's meet in heaven. Okay. The kingdom of God suffereth. The word puppy is here. I don't know that Charlene called him or a text message. Welcome, puppy. Wow, it's good to see you, man. Yes, puppy. That's the Italian version of papa. Now, the word suffered there means that
The kingdom of God only allows violence. It only allows a certain form of force. It is the kingdom of God will not give you things that you are not violent about. Did you understand? So unlike how some of us are trained, some of you, your training is very wrong. Yeah, you have been trained very wrongly. Because through your training, you don't force in anything. Through your training, you don't exert pressure on anything. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, if you do that in this life, in this Christian life, the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven will not release anything to you. Now, let me say this quickly before I continue. Any member of this church in this season that has money lying down somewhere breathing, that money will not amount to anything. The kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, suffered violence, and the violent, they take it by force. So God is trying to teach us and to wake us up that before we can really amount to, you see, when you become a Christian, sometimes we think that when you become a Christian, then that's the end of everything. You must just prosper. Many people are deceived like that. It's like, I've become a Christian, so things must work out. No, when you become a Christian, the kingdom of heaven, the Bible says, will not suffer but by violence, will not allow, will not dash anything to you. In this world, nobody gives anything to you for free. And that's why we went to Genesis chapter 3. Can we go back there? Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, I believe. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 17. That's why in this world, even the unbelievers, they force. And the force makes them do well. And then it looks as if they are better off than us Christians. Because Christians just like to pray. Everything about Christianity is prayer. And we even drink oil because we think that drinking the oil will make things work. If you go into the world, those that are rich, they don't drink oil. They do business. They work hard. You are sitting down, you want olive oil in your house. Like the olive oil in your house will bring money into the house. Have we seen any rich person with olive oil in their house? Maybe there's olive oil in the house. They eat it. They cook a meal with it. They don't pour it around and say, in the name of Jesus. Nothing comes by pouring oil in your house. The Bible says, since the time when man fell in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says, and unto Adam he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. You see, if you're a Christian, you don't pay tithe, you don't give offerings, you are ignorant. You lack knowledge and you lack revelation that the earth and the world is difficult because of you and I. Let me look here rather. I think I'll get more encouragement from here than if I look here. Let me stop moving. Come and stand. I should come right here, right? The world, Karen and Kimberly, the world has become tougher because of us human beings who live here. It's like because you are in the house, every door is locked because of you. It's like you can't access any room in the house. Because it's like, Tamika is here. So because of Adam and his children and his descendants, the earth, the Bible says, is cursed. Yeah. Do not, tell me how you can survive in a house where the kitchen is locked. You live in a house and there's a big padlock on the fridge. Yeah. Oh, there are some people, they put padlock on their fridge, you know. Because some fridges are tired, I tell you. There are some fridges in some houses. If only they had voices. Oh, man. So my children, for example, they open the fridge. It's just a habit. They just go and they just open the fridge. And they look inside the fridge. And they look at it. And they look at it. And then they close it. They like the cold breeze. Okay. Yeah. About 200 times a day. So it is not wrong to put a big padlock on your fridge. Love her. Yeah, would you like to have a padlock on your fridge in the house? Hey! Fridge with an alarm. Fridge with an alarm. Beep, 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 beep. I think I should install an alarm on my fridge in the house. It will beep in the night when we are, because sometimes in the night, you know, we sleep, you know, sometimes we sleep. And the day they have not slept, though. And then they when every light goes off, then they wake up. They get up and then they pass and they go downstairs. I let the alarm blow. Alarm will blow. Yeah. Now, that is how life since the days of Adam has begun. It is. The good things in life are locked up. Are locked up not because of anybody, but because of you and me. That's what the Bible says. Cursed. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days, not some of the days, not when you become a Christian, all the days of your life. Now, you and I will, like I say, it's sheer ignorance when we think that in our time and in our days, things are different. Because we are cool. We are Christians. We speak in tongues. Have you heard the song? We speak in tongues. Do you know the song? We speak in tongues. Oh, you don't listen to messages. It's a little song. Yeah. We speak in tongues. You should listen to the message. Yeah. Wisdom impartation. The wisdom of kings. Yeah. We speak in tongues. It's a nice song, I tell you. We speak in tongues. Yeah. Shabalabalabalabalabalaba, we speak in tongues. Hey. We shouldn't be ashamed of speaking in tongues. Though. At all. Yeah. So the earth, look at you. Every morning, if you were hanging up in the air, you will see that human beings are like animals that have been released from their house. Everybody around from 5 up to about 8:30. Everybody is like remote. Move from your house to where you work. Everybody from the north, the south, the east, the west, come and see the harbor bridge. Those that the remote control from the harbor bridge, remote control from the west coast, even from London, remote control. They come by 8:39. Then after 9 o'clock, you see that there's some quietness. 11:30 to about 1 o'clock, you see, they've been released from the dog pen again. And then there's a certain coolness. Then from 3:30. I mean, the children, the slave children are released at 3 o'clock. The small slaves. 3 o'clock. There are some places you can't pass there because of the... So from 3 o'clock right up to 4:30, you see bus parks. Well, everybody, it's like the command is that go home now.
It's like dogs or sheep that have been released to go and graze. When you finish, you come back. Every day. If you like, you watch it. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, you should see. And then look at yourself and see how this world and this curse of the ground and in sorrow is controlling and is moving us. That's how people envy pastors. That's how they will analyze us. Because they think that we don't do anything. But we are rich. We are prosperous. No, we serve a God who doesn't tell us, pew, pew. No. Freely. You are free. Liberty. You can start work at 10 o'clock. It's okay. You can close at 1 a.m. It's okay. There's no time. But Satan, he's a master slave master. He said, if you come 8:15 for 3 days, your salary will be decreased at the end of the month. If you like, try. Yeah. You will not try. They give you warning letter. One. Warning letter. Two. Hey. In sorrow shalt thou eat of the earth. And that's how come I say that. The Bible is a Cain was the tiller of the ground. Now, to be a tiller of the ground, when you see, Cain's days, if the curse is a curse that decreases or reduces in power or in strength, then in the days of Cain, the curse was stronger. The earth was more harder. So for Cain to till the ground and bring forth fruits, for God to say he doesn't like it, then he blamed his brother for that thing. That's why he killed his brother. Because for him to till the ground, for the ground to bring forth herbs, fruits, and now he brings the fruits to God, and God says, no, I don't want it. And he looks at his brother, and his brother is smiling. Who should die? You tell me who should die. That guy should go. Yeah, because he said, you must go this place where I struggled. You must go right there. And therefore Solomon says, whatever thy hand findeth to do, because if you don't apply a certain force with what you do, you will not get anything. I said, you will not get anything. Even to be a pastor, you have to apply. I've been doing this work for 10 years. Not 10 days, not 10 weeks, not 10 months. I've been preaching Sunday, Tuesday. You can even make a song or a poem out of it. Sunday, Tuesday. Every Sunday to 10 years. Preaching, teaching, compelling, encouraging, rebuking, training, this, that. In all of that, all the confusion, all the problems. All, because even the pastoral work that you are trying to do something good, there are curses around that are trying to face us. Because if you don't also apply yourself with force as a pastor, you will not yield anything. I tell you, you will not get anything. No. That's what I'm saying, that I believe that if you have any money lying down, and some of you have money lying down, a certain wind will come and blow it like that. You wait and see. Yeah. Aunt, share, it should go away. Yeah. It's true. As we are talking, we are doing fundraising, we are selling tickets, we are saying give offering and this and that and that. And you have things you stash somewhere. The Bible says, curse is anybody who withholds his sword from shedding blood. Oh, that's the word for you tonight. In fact, you can go home now. Your message has ended for you. Because in the days of the apostles, when they started the church, and Ananias and Sapphira had to bring what they had, and they withheld something. It was a serious thing. Yeah. This is a very wild season where that amount is too fantastic. How are you going to get it? We must do it. You have what? So we have been preaching for 10 years. So if you see somebody preaching for 10 years in the kingdom of God, and that person has something, that person has applied himself, something has worked. Something. Because any door you knock for 10 years, it will break down. Any door.
Yeah. Anybody you trouble for 10 years, you get through. Not so. Because one day you say, you know what? I'm tired. You say, no, what you want? What you want? Let me give it to you so that I have peace. That's how it works. It's a similar way. In anything you want to achieve, sweetie, what's your name? Shanice. Hey, Shanice, if you want money in this world, you have to force her. You think people in America, they will send Western Union to you like that? If they send, $50. By the time you draw it, it's finished. You buy juice for your son. You buy lunch, this. 1 week. Western Union will take someone. I'm not finished. Yeah. You have to force. You have to apply yourself to the thing with force. To force means to seize. When we say to seize, seizure is like how these people behave. When you go and you bring some goods into Guyana, you don't pay a tax, and then they come and take it as if it's for them. That's a kind of thing we're looking at. To force means to seize. The kingdom of God allows people who seize things by force. Yeah, courts will come. They come and take the thing. Ask for even courts, it's for them anyway. So that one, it's not even seized. But seized is, the thing is not for you. But you are forcing to make it yours. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Now, let's look at some of the things that you must force yourself in. What are some of the things that I should apply force to? I have 7 things here for you. Number 1, your position or your stand. You must force. Hey, Lloyd Senior, good. You are born again. I like born again Christians. Because I'm sure Michelle couldn't sleep the Sunday night. It's good to have a good pastor. Tell you, he will bring you back on track. Whether you are a boy, girl, rich or poor, young or old, thy rod and thy staff, it shall comfort you. You don't have a pastor, it's a miserable life you have. What do you think, sweetie? What do you think? Is it working? Ish. Gosh. Ish. You must force about your position. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's something called your stand or your position in the kingdom of God, in the church, in life. You must force in it, because you can have a position and you will not be the person in a position. Should I say it again? Yeah. No, you can be the owner of a business, but meanwhile, it's your supervisor who's actually enjoying from the business. It's normal. You could be the owner of a bus, and the driver and the conductor are richer than you, the bus owner. When there's problem, they report. When there's no problem, you don't hear. When there's money, it goes into their pocket. But when there's a problem with the bus, they say, police, we're in breakdown. Yeah. But when they get a contract to take people somewhere for big money, they ain't telling you about that. Yeah. So you can have a position, you can have a stand, and not be the person who practically enjoys the position or the stand. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Yeah. And this goes for every area of life. Husbands, wives. Oh yeah. In this church, don't take your position for granted. I was telling the Bible school, the guys who are going to Bible school, If it wasn't Bible school, they wouldn't get close to me. And so that closeness is something they have to force and maintain. Because another group is going to come in the next 2-3 months. Because as for production, this is a factory. Hey, as for giving offering for ticket, we have just started. Oh, I say we have just started. Oh, anytime you have savings, your heart will beat. So you have to spend your money in the season when there's nobody going to Bible school. And I can tell you the season, so yeah, you can prepare yourself. But in the seasons of ticket buying ticket for Bible school, your tongue will scratch you. I don't know how you scratch your, when your tongue is itching, how you scratch it. Even your goatee, they will fall apart. Yeah? No, I mean, I don't know the value of the gold you have in your teeth, but if you have more than two, then it's not fair that we are looking for money and you just have the money in your mouth. All you are doing is just smiling at me. Meanwhile, you have money in your mouth. It's like, if you bring your hands, I'll bite it, please. No, I mean, let's make us a rule for ourselves. Everybody's entitled to one gold teeth. At least we are Guyanese, isn't it? I was in St. Lucia with Bishop Richard. And, you know, as we were traveling from Trinidad, anytime anybody comes around, so this is Guyanese. So, okay, wow. Anytime that this is, he said, Guyanese everywhere. So, I went to St. Lucia. And then he asked, I said, this one is Guyanese too. So, then he asked the St. Lucians, so if you see a Guyanese, would you see? They said, yeah. I said, so how? So, go teach. Guys like it, right? So let's make it a rule. At least you are entitled to, Chrissy, you are entitled to one gold teeth. You can't have more than one. If you have more than one, we have to find somebody to extract it and put in an artificial one for you. Yeah. Many people, especially in the church, joke about their positions. You joke and see, you'll be surprised. Your name will be raised. No, where you are sitting, somebody has been there before. There are many positions in the church that somebody has been there before. You are not the first person in that position. If you were the first person, you will not even be there anyway. So whatever position you have, it is the same thing that in the presence of God, you have a position. Let's go into the Bible. Give one or two scriptures and we'll close. Wow. You must force about your stand or your position. Are you with me? Wonderful. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 12. Are you learning something? Andriska. He learning. Yeah. Once you are given a position, don't ever think that I can just relax. You can relax, but you wake up to your surprise. I tell you. The PPP, they thought that they will be in power forever. Even after 23 years, they are still surprised. Yeah. The same thing for those who are in also. They shouldn't think that. People are wicked though. You should clean the place for us, it's good. But you'll be surprised that 5 years time, people will say, no, we don't like you anymore. You'll be very surprised. So you are too clean. You clean too much. We miss some garbage around. Yeah. All this cleaning is not good for us. Verse 12, Ephesians 6. Hey, it's 12. This one says Ephesians 6:1. And this one says Ephesians 6:12. But the scriptures are the same. Sister Rebecca. This one, there's no verse at all. Kofi, you know what you gotta do, nah? Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Did you understand this? You see, all of this makes it that you can't just relax. Some of you play with your Christian life. You play. Verse 13. Wherefore, because of these entities that we fight with, you will not succeed as a Christian if you don't take up a certain attitude. Because we wrestle. Now you are in a boxing, you are in a wrestling a ring, and then you drink it, you eating icicle. When you have an opponent and the bear has run, bang, and then you eating icicle. From nowhere you see somebody walk. The icicle will go into your throat. It will stick in your throat. Your teeth will also change. Yeah, your dental formula will be affected. Yeah, good teeth will come out. Calvin, you should inspect good teeth from this Sunday. Anybody who has two, start with Prince. Uh-huh. It's a wherefore take unto you, because of the wrestling that we are involved in. With forces that are against us, that don't like us, but you can't see them. I think the fight that we fight as Christians is very fantastical. Everybody fights and they see their enemy. There's no fight that you... How can you fight if you don't have an enemy? If you can't see the enemy, how can you fight? The Bible says we wrestle with enemies that we can't see. That is, to start with, that's a very, very difficult battle. And he says that because of this, you must take unto you the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to maintain your stand. It means that you can do all of this and still lose your stand. Because having done all this, you stand. So you need not just half of the armor, three quarters of the armor. You need a full regalia. You need to have, if you miss a certain something that you need to use for protection somewhere, you'll be very surprised. This Christianity where you are, you must make sure that you are standing. The Bible says, let him that thinketh he standeth. Take heed. You must force in your position in your stand. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5. There's a stand up. Chris, you have a stand up. You should maintain it. Yeah. Dwight, you're about to lose your stand. I tell you. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5. Remember therefore from where thou art falling. So he was somewhere. And even though he was somewhere, he doesn't even seem to recognize that he has fallen off from that particular point. So he said, remember, it looks like you are forgotten. You are suffering from a sickness and a disease. Remember from where you have fallen. And he said, and repent and change and go back and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place. Now, if you just for a few seconds, when you, in those days, or even now, We have what we call candlesticks. When you light candle, you don't just it stands on something, so that the candle can be, you know, giving room to bright and to burn and to give the light that it's supposed to give. Now, God, Jesus, is the candle stand. And he's saying that if you are going to, Jesus is saying, you know, I can't handle this thing that I am here. I'm supposed to, you know, give you the room to bright. But your candle is not brighting. He says, I'm tired of holding on to you. If you don't change, what I'll do is that I'll just check out. Can you imagine the chair you are sitting on decides to just check out? You'll be surprised. That's the stand. Everybody has a stand. Everybody has a position. Everybody has a place. The place is not something that is easy to maintain. You have to force and maintain it. Judas lost his position. He lost his stand. He lost it. How many virgins missed the birth of Jesus Christ? How many missed it? Look at Joseph. If you look at the genealogy of Jesus Christ, Joseph is the important one, not Mary. Did you know that? So when the Catholics say Mary, 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 Mary is nothing but Joseph. Because Joseph is the one who is connected to King David, not Mary. Are you there? So it really doesn't matter who Joseph marries. Joseph is the main person. So you must be glad to have Joseph. Because the acceptance of your Joseph's proposal makes you into an important person. Yeah, there's a connection that made. Mary was nothing but accepting to marry. Just because there were a lot of virgins in Jerusalem who I'm sure looked at Joseph. Carpenter, please. Carpenter? Carpenters, their palms are hard. When they touch you, a lot of corn. A lot of corn in the palms. It's not romantic. When they touch you, you feel it is scratching. Yeah, like a grater is grating your skin. Now you can imagine, I'm sure Joseph did. Mary was not the only woman Joseph wanted to have married. There are a lot of virgins in the days of Mary. I'm saying that what you have, Hakima Figuera, whatever you do in this church, it's a place. People have been there before you came. They lost their place. Huh? And it's up to you. Can you force and put your 2 feet down and say, you know what, me, I'm not moving. Because the kingdom of God will not give you things for free. You have to force your way into things. That's what I'm saying. That some of us, we the way we were trained, it's like you don't force for anything. You like things to come to you. You always want to be called. You always want to be invited. There's nothing that you are rising up to do. You are not forcing. In fact, when you force, people say, like, oh, there's a way in the world. When you do that, there's a way in here anymore. Well, how do you say it? You're foreskin. How do you say it? Someone who's always trying to front in. Aha. In the your personal fronting. Is it Creolese? You don't even understand Creolese. Fronting, personal, fronting, something. But the kingdom of God allows fronting. If you don't front in the kingdom of God, you can get nothing. Sunday, I was here, and then after church, a lady met me at the back and she said something. It just caught my attention. So I invited her for a meeting today. And we spoke and I prayed with her. When was the last time I invited you to my office? Because you don't front yourself. You know, there's no fronting. You don't front. So when you finish preaching, before I catch myself, you gone. Somebody caught me at the back there. The kingdom of God does not allow anything that there's no fronting about. That if I have to speak release for you to understand, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah. Some of you always want to be relaxed at the back. You want to just be cool. There's nothing like coolness in the kingdom of heaven. There's nothing like that. You are gentle, you're cool. You're waiting for your time, you're waiting for your turn. There's nothing like that in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffered violence. And the Bible says those that are violent, they take it by force. You are violent and you have to apply force in the violence also. You must be fronting. There must be fronting in your life. When it comes to position, it must be a fronting. Oh. No, there are some of you, when we give you position, it's like we have to beg you all the time. Yeah, it's like every day we have to beg you. Oh, please now. Please now. Please come now. Please do something now. Please, oh, please do something. Let's see now. You wait and see. The time has come that Jesus said, I will remove my candlestick. I will take that which makes you shine, that which makes you known, that which makes you popular. I will take it away. And you see, once the stand is gone, you see where your candle will be. Yeah, you see where your candle will be. Can you imagine in the jungle, in the forest, in the interior of Guyana, in the thick forest? Do you know how the competition is for the trees to be above? When you are flying, which tree is high? Everybody is trying to find the space because there's so many trees. If you are down there, you won't be blessed though. No sunlight. No light will get you under there. That's why if you go into the forest, most of the time, the earth there is bare. Nothing grows. Because everybody is trying to get up there to get some sunlight. If you don't front yourself, I hope you understand what I mean. You must. The kingdom of God allows only fronting. If you do, you can't. Some of you are too cool. You are too quiet. You are too slow. You are like phlegm. You know phlegm, like okra. You won't prosper in the kingdom of heaven, because the kingdom of heaven only allows those who are forceful to prosper. I tell you, my time is up. Please stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Force. That's force. That's force. That's force. Yeah. Fronting. Stand, please. Yeah. No. But one of my points is you must force to be happy. It's going to get maybe the seventh Tuesday or something. I'll talk about that one. Yeah. You realize that Christians, many Christians expect something to make them smile. You don't understand where you are. The earth has been cursed because of you and I. So the earth should smile to you. When you wake up in the morning, the earth say, good morning. You want Kalaloo today? No, you got to go and clear land. Now, even the lands that we have, you have to put some manure inside the earth. That's why people do a lot of organic things now. A lot of chemical. These tomatoes are not red anymore. They are yellow. Things in the market, they are not clean. Chicken, 6 weeks. Gone are the days where chicken 1 year before you eat the chicken. Now 6 weeks. Chicken who doesn't do aerobics and exercise. The chicken who cannot fly. The chicken cannot even stretch its wing because there are too much chicken around. So they can't even, all they do is they just sleep, and they sleep and they eat, and the sleep makes them fat. And then we say 6 weeks. He's not a bird. He's an animal. It's not a bird. Yeah. And you want things to be to come to you? You have to force. Turn to somebody and say, you must force. Say, your position is not forever. If you want your position, you must force to keep your position. Hallelujah. And to be pleasing you.
Pleasing you.
And that is all I really want to do. To be pleasing you. Pleasing you.
That is all I really want to do.
To be pleasing.
To be pleasing you.
Oh.
Pleasing you. That is all I really want to do. To be pleasing you.
Be pleasing you,
pleasing you. That is all I really want to do.
You see, in Christianity, even if you have to pray, sometimes when we are praying, you see how people pray. That prayer will not bring you anything. You have to force in prayer also. You have to force in prayer also. Everything about the kingdom of God, you have to force yourself inside. Father, thank you for speaking to us tonight. Help us. Help us to implement these very things you are teaching us, in Jesus' name.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.